Today's Tanya for the 28th of Elul is in the Geddes HaKedesh 18, Yudches, on page 252. The number at the bottom of the page is 488. The Alter Rebbe is saying that there are two kinds of love. He first, so far, has explained the first level. The first level of love is called Ahavat B'Tainugim, and this is the love that one cannot attain on his own. It is for tzaddikim or for kayanim. It is a given. It is given from above. After attaining fear of God, then comes this love for God that is called Ahavat B'Tainugim, and it comes from above. The other love that the Rebbe is going to describe in today's Tanya is available even to the Shoyim, as the Alter Rebbe will say, and this comes through our own efforts. In this itself also there are three parts, and these are the three parts, the three kinds of love that we learned earlier in the first part of Tanya, in Perek Mem Dalad and in Perek Yud Tes. Around page 252, in the middle of the page, after the period, the Hashenis, and the second level of love, the one that is available to everyone, he ahava v'taiva, it is not a love that contains pleasure, but a love that contains desire. Shahanefesh mesave v'yehevis, v'chafeta l'dovka b'Hashem, and this is where the neshama desires and loves and longs to cleave to God, litzre b'tzre hachayim, in order to be wrapped up in the source of life, the kiv aselikim teiv lama'eid, and the closeness to God, it feels very good, obey tachpeitz, and this is what he desires. Vezal lama'eid, and it is very bitter and bad, lehisrachik mimene yizbarichas v'shalim, to be, God forbid, removed and distanced from God. Lihi yes mechitza shel barzo mehachitzenim, that there should be an iron curtain caused by unholiness that separates, God forbid, the person, the neshama, from God, from its Father in heaven. So this is the love that has no pleasure to it. On the contrary, it has a desire because of the absence of pleasure. Generally, the difference between love and pleasure is that love is a seeking, a reaching for that which is the object of the love, for the person who is being loved, so that love is activated and thrives on the absence or on the distance of the one who is loved. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, whereas pleasure does not exist. Pleasure is not experienced until the object or the person that brings the pleasure is available and is present. When the object of the pleasure is absent, then there is no pleasure at all. On the contrary, there's pain. So in the first love, the love that bordered on pleasure, that contained pleasure, that's because of the closeness to God, and God is present and available, and therefore there's pleasure in it. The second level is a lower level of love. The person is further from God. The love consists of a desire to be closer to God. And where there is a desire, there's obviously there's a lack of fulfillment. The fulfillment of that desire is missing, so there is no pleasure, there is only desire. The ahavazu, he musted es belev klal yisrael, afilu b'rishoyim. This love is not only for tzaddikim, as the first love was, but this is even for the Rishoyim, even for people who sin. And it is from this love that is hidden in the heart of every Jew, including also the sinful Jew. It is from this love that the sinful Jew, the Rasha, has his regrets. But because this love is concealed and hidden, as if in exile within the body, that's why the person remains a Rasha. The regret doesn't make him into a Baal Tshuva. He regrets, but then repeats his sin. because this love that he has that causes the regret is in exile within the body, unconcealed and hidden by it, and therefore the klipa, the unholiness, is able to overcome it. So although he loves God, he does the opposite. V'zehu l'ashtus hamachti l'odom, and this is the folly, the temporary insanity that makes a person sin. He loves God, and yet he doesn't act that way. V'alkein avedas odom l'keinei, and therefore, for the average person, service and the way in which one serves his Creator, he l'hischazek u'l'hisgaber al haklipa. It's by first being strong and overcoming the klipa, resisting the sin, to totally the first thing is to displace the sinfulness, the unholiness, to divorce it and send it away out of the body, out of the home, so to speak, out of thought, speech, and deed, away from the mind and from the tongue and from the hands and other organs, so that the person doesn't think unholy, sinful thoughts and doesn't speak them and doesn't do them. And then afterwards, he may also be able to free the prisoner, meaning the love, the chizik yad, by using strong arm measures, the haynu liyeschozog v'amitz libe b'gibedim, meaning that he should be strong of heart, liyeshaav amisuteres niglis b'giluizav, to bring the hidden love to the revealed state, to reveal it openly, b'chol keches chelkei hanefesh shebeguf, throughout all of the various faculties of the nefesh, that the love should express itself everywhere. Which means that primarily it should express itself in the mind, in the intelligence, which is in the brain. That in his mind he should think and contemplate constantly, each according to his understanding. He should be constantly preoccupied in thought with God, how God is the life of all life, the source of all life in general, and particularly his life. God is his, the individual's life. And this is the Ava that we learned earlier in Tanya, that is called Nafshi Ivisicha, where we refer to God as Nafshi, my soul, my life, and because God is my life, Ivisicha, therefore I desire God. So this contemplation, recognizing that God is my life, that is the first expression of this second love, which is available to every Jew. And as a result of this contemplation, he will long and desire to cleave to him and to be close to him, kesef tivi, with a natural longing, keben hakesef liyestamedetel ovid, like a son who always yearns to be with his father. And this is the second level of love that we learned earlier, and that is kibra mishtadl basar avoy v'imei, like the son who loves his father more than himself, which is a higher level of love. Ukamei, and then the third level is like eish ha'ela l'mayla tamid b'tiva l'mekeda, a love that is like the flame of a candle, like a fire, that rises of itself by its very nature l'mekeda, to its source. And even though it gains nothing by it, on the contrary, it will extinguish itself and lose itself within its source, yet this is what it wants without any reason, without any justification at all. This is its nature. And the same is true with the neshama, that the neshama loves God and wants to cleave to God, not because God is my life and not because God is my father, but because I can't be any other way. And the more he will dwell in his mind on this longing, the more this desire and longing will spread, not only will it be in the mind, but it'll spread also into the mouth and into all the limbs. Lasek b'teiro mitzveis l'dovko b'hem b'Hashem mamish, that he will want to devote himself, will devote himself to Torah and mitzvahs in order to cleave through them to God, the Eidais of the Kutcha B'richo Kulachad, and this makes him cleave literally to God himself, because the Torah and God are all one. And concerning this longing, when it is revealed openly, this love, when it is revealed, is described in Tilim as tzomo nafshi, my soul thirsts. Ka'odam ha'tzom elamayim, like a person thirsting for water, ve'ein le tainug adayin klal, and he has not yet experienced any pleasure. On the contrary, he feels the pain of longing. Ve'gam al kesev zevi ava zu'a mesuteres bonu, also concerning this longing, concerning this hidden love that we have, onu matidim l'Hashem, we plead with God concerning this love, lihiyes be'azreinu, that God should help us, lahitzi yamim mazgeh, that we should be able to bring this love out of its imprisonment, b'sheyihiyeh halev moli mimeno levado, and that the heart should be filled with this love alone, v'loitikonis tzozosa bebeso, and the rival wife, which is called tzada, should not be permitted to enter the house at all. Shehita v'aselam hazeh, the other wife, the tzada, is the desire for physical, worldly things. So we ask of God that he should enable us to be monogamous, that only the wife, which is the love for God, should be in the house. And the other, the rival wife, should not be permitted to enter the house at all. Only the love for God should be the akeres habayis, the foundation of the home, the woman of the home, limshul b'tzadoso, that she should be able to control and rule over the rival, ulegarsho hachutzo, and be able to send her out, mimachshava dibru maise, outside of the thought, speech, and deed, al kol ponim, even though he can't get rid of it completely, which would be on the level of a tzaddik, and he's only a beinani, but he wants to divorce the second wife, to send her away, at least out of machshava dibra maisa. Gam shela yuchal l'shalchal l'gamri milibay, and although he can't completely remove it from his heart, in other words, the feeling might still be there, but al kol ponim, tiyehi mesuteres v'bechinas golos, at least this unholy desire should be the one that is hidden and is in exile, the avdus, and is in servitude, l'akeres habayis gvirto, to the true akeres habayis, who is the mistress of the home, l'hishtamish bo l'dvarim echrochim, so that the true wife can use the rival wife for those things that are necessary, lo levad, that are necessary for her alone, not more than is necessary, ka'achilu shtiyo, as for example, eating and drinking, kedachsiv b'chol drachecha do'ehu, and this is also part of the godly soul. This is part of the true akeres habayis, because part of godliness is to know God in all our ways, that even in physical activities such as eating and drinking, there is a godly purpose, and that brings holiness also to the eating and the drinking. So the second level of Ava is called Ava, which is a taiva, a desire for godliness, which implies a feeling of a lack of godliness, And this love expresses itself on the three levels of feeling that God is our life, of feeling that God is our Father, for whom we will do more than we do for ourselves, and also the experience of this natural and irrational desire to be closer to God without any benefit at all. And concerning this hidden love, which needs to be revealed, we find that we ask of God that He help us reveal it, and this tefillah is accompanied with tzedakah, and so we see again how tzedakah plays a role in bringing out and revealing this love that is hidden within the heart until it becomes the true akeres habayis, the true homemaker, in that only the love for God determines and decides all that should go on in the house, which is the body. In the Hayyim Yom for the 28th of Elul, the Rebbe writes, Birchas Hashem hitashir. It is God's blessing that gives wealth, that brings wealth. This is true in general, and it's specifically more true for the person who gives of his time and devotes himself to the needs of the community in raising tzedakah money and in strengthening Yiddishkeit. As it says, the famous expression, that God does not remain indebted. For every good deed that a Jew does, God pays with the best. And it comes in three, it expresses itself in the three areas in life: children, health, and abundant sustenance.